You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis's apostolic visit to Colombia was presented to the press on Friday at the Holy See Press Office, starting on the 6th and ending on the 11th of September, in the footsteps of Pope Paul VI and of Pope St. John Paul II, who travelled to Colombia in 1964 and in 1986 respectively. This will be Francis's 20th journey abroad. It will not be the first time Jorge Bergoglio visits Colombia, as he was there as a priest in the 1970s and twice as a bishop and a member of the Latin American Episcopal Conference, CELAM. As was noted at the press conference, it is inevitable that the eyes of the world view this visit through a political perspective, as the Colombian people commit to push forward a peace process. The government, in fact, signed an agreement with the FARC rebel group in November last year, following 52 years of conflict, which has left 260,000 people dead, 60,000 unaccounted for, and over 7 million displaced. Thus, the papal visit comes at a key moment in the peace process, which has been strongly supported by the Catholic Church and by the Pope himself. But Holy See Press Office Director Greg Burke stressed that, as always, the Pope's visit is of a purely pastoral nature, and that he is travelling to the overwhelmingly Catholic country to bring the message of the gospel to his flock and to encourage Colombians on their journey of faith and reconciliation.
It's a pastoral visit because that's the kind of visit the Pope makes. The Pope goes to announce the gospel, to preach the gospel. Having said that, the gospel's demanding, and it calls on people to be peaceful. It calls on people to learn how to forgive, and it calls for people to know how to be reconciled one with another, either as individuals and families, but even more importantly, as different groups in a country.
What can you tell us about the day specifically dedicated to reconciliation and the Pope's participation in the National Reconciliation Prayer Meeting in Villavicencio, where he will also meet with victims of the conflict?
The Pope wanted that the prayer for reconciliation, the encounter reconciliation, be done as a prayer, in a moment of prayer, and more specifically, a liturgical moment, a liturgical context. So there'll be a reading of the Word of God. There will be testimonials or witnesses talking about the past problems. But above all, it's liturgical. It's the importance of prayer.
Pope Francis will also meet some former guerrillas. Who are they?
In the encounter for reconciliation, also in some others, there will be former guerrillas, right? But they are people who are already well inserted into the Colombian society than have been for years. It's not a question of the most recent ones from a couple months ago. Those guerrillas are in protected zones.
During the five-day visit, Pope Francis will visit four cities, making day trips from the capital, Bogota, where he will be based, to Villavicencio, Medellin, and Cartagena. As always, he will be meeting with political and with church leaders, but also with groups of victims, with families, with disabled people, with poor people, with his brother bishops, with CELAM, as well as with priests, nuns, religious, and lay people. In Villavicencio, he will beatify two Catholic priests killed during the conflict, and in Cartagena, he will pray at the Church of St. Peter Claver. Francis will preside over Mass in all four cities, and his discourses and homilies are expected to touch on issues that are particularly poignant to Colombians, such as the care for creation, the power of reconciliation, the defence of life, and the upholding of human dignity and rights. I'm Linda Bordoni.